Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Saving Noah by Lucinda Berry, readers dive into the harrowing journey of a family grappling with the unimaginable. The revelation that their beloved son, Noah, is a convicted sex offender at just 18. This gripping psychological thriller explores the depths of parental love, the unfathomable pain of betrayal, and the complex question of how far one will go to save their child. Berry, with her background in clinical psychology, masterfully crafts a narrative that is not only compelling, but also a profound exploration of the human psyche, stigma, and the justice system. As the layers of Noah's case are peeled back, the book challenges readers to confront their prejudices and question the very essence of forgiveness, redemption, and whether some actions are beyond salvation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychological impact on the family. The core of Saving Noah delves into the psychological turmoil experienced by Noah's family upon discovering his offenses. This crisis triggers a spectrum of emotions: disbelief, anger, grief, and unconditional love. The narrative carefully dissects each family member's psychological response, demonstrating how trauma can fracture the strongest bonds, yet also reveal the capacity for profound resilience and loyalty. As readers, we are thrust into the uncomfortable but necessary examination of how societal judgment exacerbates the family's plight, making the book not just a narrative about Noah, but also a broader commentary on the challenges families face when dealing with offenses within the family unit. Secondly, examining society's stigmatization, Berry doesn't shy away from addressing how society casts out individuals like Noah who have committed sexual offenses, especially minors. This theme is pivotal, urging readers to reflect on the efficacy and morality of the criminal justice system in dealing with youthful offenders. Saving Noah challenges the binary good versus evil perspective, suggesting that rehabilitation, understanding, and empathy might yield better outcomes than outright ostracization. By exploring the stigmatization process, from the media's role to the social isolation experienced by the family, Berry provides a nuanced exploration of the ripple effects that follow a conviction, making a compelling case for the need for reform in how these cases are socially and legally handled. Thirdly, the battle between unconditional love and moral responsibility, a heart-wrenching aspect of Saving Noah, is the portrayal of parental love in its most extreme test. The book navigates the tumultuous waters between supporting a child unconditionally and facing the moral imperative to acknowledge and act upon their wrongdoings. This dilemma forces readers to question the boundaries of parental support and the ethical obligations parents have not just to their child, but to society at large. Through the anguish and soul-searching of Noah's parents, Berry exposes the painful reality that sometimes love and responsibility can be at odds, offering a profound commentary on the intricacies of human relationships and ethics. Fourthly, the role of therapy and rehabilitation. Lucinda Berry, leveraging her expertise as a clinical psychologist, introduces therapy and rehabilitation as critical themes. The narrative explores the potential for healing and transformation, not just for Noah, but for his family, and potentially for society's approach to similar cases. The book presents a hopeful yet realistic view of therapy as a tool for understanding and change, advocating for its role in addressing the root causes of harmful behavior. Saving Noah thus contributes to the important conversation about mental health, redemption, and the possibility of second chances in a society quick to judge and condemn. Lastly, exploring the impact of early trauma, Berry's narrative insightfully probes into the role that early trauma can play in shaping an individual's future actions. Saving Noah serves as a poignant reminder that behavior, particularly that which society deems unacceptable, often has deep-rooted causes linked to experiences of trauma. Through Noah's backstory and psychological evaluation, the book illustrates how unaddressed trauma can manifest in destructive ways, advocating for a more empathetic and informed approach to dealing with offenders, especially youths. This exploration not only adds depth to Noah's character, but also serves as a call to action for society to consider preventative measures and support systems for at-risk individuals. In conclusion, Lucinda Berry's Saving Noah is a must-read for those interested in psychological thrillers that delve deep into complex social issues. It's particularly relevant for parents, educators, and professionals within the criminal justice and mental health systems, offering insights into the dynamics of familial love, societal judgment, and the potential for rehabilitation. Barry's unique blend of compelling storytelling and professional expertise makes this narrative a powerful tool for understanding and empathy. By challenging readers to confront their biases and reconsider their stance on justice and redemption, Saving Noah provides invaluable perspectives that can enrich one's life by fostering a more compassionate and nuanced understanding of human behavior and societal dynamics. If you would like to support Lucinda Barry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.